It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word cigarette is more clearly a diminutive than the word bullet, but they actually share the same diminutive suffix.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is here, as she is every Sunday morning, to talk about the way we talk. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
A little bit about et this morning. What made you think of this?
I was thinking about this because I did an interview for Lexicon Valley about suffixes for women, so ESS, ETTE, TRIX, and it had me thinking about some etymological facts that I think not everyone is aware of in terms of the history of ETTE, that it is only fairly recently that it is used as a feminine suffix for women, as in suffragette. That when it comes into English, it is a diminutive, usually for things, as in roulette for a little wheel, or musette for a small bagpipe.
Or like a kitchenette.
Right. So kitchenette, pretty new. That is in the last 100 years or so. So when the suffix E-T-T-E comes into English, it comes in with all these French words that use it. So musette, planchette, which was a little board, pincet, which was small tweezers. And these words would sometimes spell the suffix E-T-T-E and sometimes spell it E-T. In French, those are the same suffix. The one with E-T-T-E is feminine. The one with E-T is masculine. In English, we seem to use them pretty much interchangeably. After a while, when you had all of these French words in English, people started to take that suffix and attach it to new things to mean a little thing. Kitchenette, towelette, cigarette.
That would be a moist towelette, since moist is one of our favorite words. What about sonnet?
So sonnet is a place where we're seeing that diminutive come in borrowed words, this one coming in from French and from Italian, for a little sound. Bullet is a little ball, boule from French. Mm-hmm. And what people may not realize is pocket is also a diminutive from poke, as in a pig in a poke, plus that E-T, so a little bag.
Let's talk a little bit more about the women's side of things. Corset.
So a corset is also a diminutive for body, core, plus E-T. Now, the other part of the women's side of this is starting in the 19th century and really in the 20th century, that E-T-T-E came to refer to women, as in suffragette. Now, suffragette, when it was coined, and it was coined in 1906 in the Daily Mail, was a derogatory term. It was coined to talk about the women and the women's social and political union and to really demean them and their efforts to get the vote for women. But the women in this union adopted the term and said, fine, we accept it and we will use it as a badge of honor. But that suffix E-T-T-E as a feminine suffix has really not caught on. There's the TV show The Bachelorette, but that's not a word we tend to use. And for the most part, we've gone for generic terms like chair and firefighter and mail carrier and not for these masculine-feminine pairs.
We still have majorettes.
We do, but those E-T-T-E words are few and far between.
Well, not with an omelette, and I'm ready for one right now.
I am too.